previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
As expected, the Reserve Bank has hiked the repo rate by 50 basis points, half of 1%, in its bid to curb inflation. This means that the rates you and I pay will also rise by 0.5%. The theory says that if we have less money to spend chasing goods and services, then prices will begin to stabilise. It also keeps us in line with the global trend of upward interest rates, although the Reserve Bank's governor, Lisette Chanyaho, conceded he was concerned about the impact of the rate hike on the economy in general and the poor in particular. How did the markets react? Well, the JSE was down 1.2%, ditto the top 40. But little of that is a direct reaction to the interest rate decision. That's part of a broader sell-off of risky assets caused by the impact of inflation on global growth. London's FTSE was down 1.8%, and in New York, a turbulent trading session ended with the Dow down 0.75%, the S&P 500 down just over 0.5%, the Nasdaq down just 0.25%. It is a slightly different picture this morning. Tokyo is up 1.2%, Hong Kong up 2%, Sydney up 1.1%. The US dollar has eased 1.06 to the euro, a drop of 2 cents so far this week. That, along with the interest rate decision here, has helped the rand up 0.5% against the dollar to 15.88. Not so much against the euro, 16.79, 19.78 to sterling. Gold at 1842, platinum 962, Bitcoin 30,129, Brent crude oil up 0.5% to just over $111 a barrel. Away from the markets, Minerals and Energy Minister Gwede Mantashe has told Parliament that South Africa is going ahead with plans to secure 2,500 megawatts of nuclear power, with procurement due to be completed by 2024. Mantashe told MPs that this was part of a 13,000 megawatt pipeline that included renewables, gas and coal. And finally, one to ponder over the weekend, luxury brand Gucci and top sports brand Adidas have partnered in China to produce an umbrella. Rather pretty, it will also set you back a pretty price, just over 26,000 rand. There's only one problem. This particular umbrella doesn't keep the rain out. Chinese social media is by and large outraged. Social media posts complaining have reached 140 million. There is a much smaller number that says, in effect, well, if you can afford 26,000 rand for an umbrella as a fashion statement, who cares if it works or not? On that note, have a great weekend. Chris Buchanan in the hot seat on Monday.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.